Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Today we will be reflecting on the fulfillment of prophecy through Jesus' crucifixion, and how this reminds us of the sovereignty and love of God. Through the scriptures, we can see that God had a plan from the beginning of time to send His Son to die for our sins and fulfill the prophecies with every detail. As we meditate on these truths, may our hearts be filled with gratitude and may we be motivated to live a life of sacrificial love for others. Today's topic is fulfillment in crucifixion, and our Bible text is from John chapter 19 verse 31 to 37.
John chapter 19 verse 31 to 37. Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath. Because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath, they asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled, not one of his bones will be broken, verse 37, and, as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced.
Today, as believers, we often read about the prophecies in the Old Testament that were fulfilled by Jesus Christ in the New Testament. It is amazing to see how God's plan of redemption was prophesied hundreds of years before it actually happened. One such prophecy is found in John chapter 19 verses 36 to 37 where it says, "These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken, and, as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced." God is mighty and has the power to bring his word to pass according to every details. What has he said concerning your life today that you take for granted? Lean on him, he will surely surprise you. As we reflect on these prophecies that were fulfilled through Jesus' crucifixion, we are reminded of the sovereignty and love of God. We can be confident that God is in control of every detail of our lives, and that He has a plan for our good and His glory. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 reminds us that God works all things for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. This means that even in the midst of trials and difficulties, we can trust that God is working for our good. We can have confidence that He is using every circumstance to conform us to the image of Christ. It is amazing to see how God's plan of redemption was prophesied hundreds of years before it actually happened. John chapter 19 verses 36 to 37 says, "These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken, and, as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced." Let's take the first one first. Not one of his bones will be broken. This prophecy was made hundreds of years before Jesus came by David. David wrote in Psalm chapter 34 verse 20. "He protects all his bones, not one of them will be broken." David wrote this psalm when he was pretending to be insane to escape from his enemies. Even in that desperate situation, David was confident in God's protection. This prophecy was fulfilled during the crucifixion of Jesus. It was customary for the Roman soldiers to break the legs of the criminals who were being crucified to speed up their death. The breaking of the legs would prevent the criminals from pushing themselves up to breathe and they would eventually suffocate. However, when the soldiers came to break Jesus' legs, they found that he was already dead, and they did not break his legs. John chapter 19 verses 32 to 33 says, "The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. This fulfilled the prophecy by David that said, "Not one of his bones will be broken." This shows us the sovereignty of God. God is in control of every detail of our lives, and he can use even the most gruesome and painful events for his glory. The crucifixion of Jesus was a horrific event, but through it, God brought salvation to the world. His son's death and resurrection paid the penalty for our sins and made a way for us to have eternal life. What are you going through today that you feel it's beyond your power? God is in control. Don't forget that all powers in heaven and on the earth has been given unto him, Matthew chapter 28 verse 18. As we go through difficult times in our lives, we can take comfort in the fact that God is in control. He can use our pain and suffering for his glory, and he will always be with us, no matter what we are going through. The second part of the prophecy fulfilled in John chapter 19 verse 37 says, "They will look on the one they have pierced." This prophecy was spoken by the prophet Zechariah in Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10, "And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son." This prophecy was also fulfilled during the crucifixion of Jesus. The soldiers who crucified Jesus pierced his side with a spear to confirm that he was dead. John chapter 19 verses 34 to 37 says, "Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it has given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe. These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken, and, as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced." Fulfillment of this prophecy shows us the sacrificial love of Jesus. He willingly gave his life for us, even though we were sinners and did not deserve it. He was the perfect sacrifice that paid the penalty for our sins and made a way for us to be reconciled to God. When we look on the one we have pierced, we are reminded of the depth of our sin and the greatness of God's love. We are called to repent of our sins and turn to Jesus for forgiveness and salvation. We are called to follow Jesus and live a life of sacrificial love, just as he did. As we reflect on these prophecies that were fulfilled by Jesus, we can see the sovereignty of God and the sacrificial love of Jesus. We can be confident in God's control over every detail of our lives, and we can trust in his plan of redemption. We can also be grateful for the sacrifice that Jesus made for us and be motivated to live a life of sacrificial love. In Romans chapter 8 verses 28 to 30, the Apostle Paul writes, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." This passage reminds us that God is working for our good, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. He has a plan to make us more like Jesus, and he will use everything in our lives to accomplish that plan. We can trust in his love and care for us, and we can be confident in his ability to fulfill his promises. In conclusion, the prophecies that were fulfilled by Jesus' crucifixion remind us of the sovereignty of God and the sacrificial love of Jesus. We can be confident in God's control over every detail of our lives, and we can trust in his plan of redemption. We can also be grateful for the sacrifice that Jesus made for us and be motivated to live a life of sacrificial love. May we look on the one we have pierced with grateful hearts and may we follow him with our whole lives. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for the message of Scripture that reminds us of your sovereignty and sacrificial love. We thank you for sending your Son to die for us and to fulfill the prophecies that showed us the depth of your love. Help us to live a life of sacrificial love, just as Jesus did, and to follow him with our whole hearts. We pray that this message will inspire us to trust in your plan for our lives and to live for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Ruth chapter 1 to chapter 4, and for the evening, Luke chapter 11 verses 29 to 54. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.